Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode of Lunar Lover the Podcast is proudly brought to you by Kindscent. Kindscent are 100% natural essential oil perfumes created and crafted in Australia. I don't know about you guys, but I find it hard to find natural perfumes that I actually like. But with Kindscent, it's hard to pick a favorite. If you twisted my arm though, I'd probably go for Wildflower. As a lover of everything rose, this scent is a sweet mix of rose, jasmine, and orange, and people have actually stopped me in the street to ask what I'm wearing. Not sure what you like? Order their sample scents so you can trial the entire range. Kindscent are offering Lunar Lover the Podcast listeners 15% off their entire range of essential oil perfumes when they use the code LUNA. That's LUNA at checkout. Head to kindscent.com.au. Offer valid until April 30. Lunar Lover the Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we welcome in Taurus season and the upcoming Taurus new moon. Taurus season takes place from April 20 until May 20. Honestly, I think Taurus season is what we all desperately need right now. There was a definite juxtaposition of the fiery Aries energy we've all endured for the past month and the restrictions currently placed on our freedom. It had many of us feeling restless, antsy, redundant in our abilities to act, create, and do. There was so much growth that came from this, hopefully, but I know it was a struggle for me. And this week, as the grounded, practical, determined, and enduring energy of Taurus sweeps in, you may find it a little easier to settle into your new norm. I know personally the last few days, I've managed to find a rhythm to the new way of existing in this world. I've quit resisting and allowed myself to surrender and settle into who I am in this new state of being. It's not giving up per se, more of an embracing and being grateful for what's unfolding in the present. We can't change it, but we can make the most of what we have. And this is the mantra of Taurus. I have. So perhaps kick off this season by asking yourself, what is it that you have? And can you be grateful for that in this present moment? I think at a time like this, we're so quick to focus on what we are without, what we don't have, but twist it around and rather concentrate on all that you do have. It's the season to strip it back and find pleasure in the simple things. Can you use your senses to indulge in all that life has to offer? What do you find your senses innately drawn to? Cooking, gardening, crafting. I found myself for the first time in my life dying to learn how to knit and crochet. You might find an inner calling to immerse yourself in nature, listen to a certain type of music, or try your hand at fermentation. I hear baking sourdough is everyone's current favorite ISO activity. Well, that and banana bread baking, neither of which I have done yet. So that's definitely on my list this month. But more than anything, we are being urged to slow down and practice patience. Do you have the patience required to nurture a sourdough starter? Do you have the patience required to settle into the new norm without constantly checking the news for updates? Taurus is asking us to get on with our lives and derive pleasure from what we have rather than live in anticipation and pursuit for what is currently out of our reach. During Taurus season, we're going to experience four planetary retrogrades, not Mercury, don't worry, but these major planetary shifts will be urging us to slow down even more. I'm chatting to astrologist Jules Ferrari about this in an episode airing later this week, so make sure you check back in for that. But do know that retrogrades are all about introspection. So the energy of the next 4 weeks is really supporting self-reflection. Allow this to happen rather than distracting yourself from looking within. Lastly, Taurus season is also urging us to get practical about the material world. Finances are top priority for many of us at the moment. And the objective of Taurus is to maintain security. So what changes can be made to the tangible in order for you to feel more secure? Okay, let's have a look at the upcoming Taurus new moon. The new moon takes place on Thursday, April 23rd at 12:25 p.m. in Sydney, 3:25 a.m. in London, and Wednesday, April 22nd at 10:25 p.m. in New York. So it's been a month of adjusting and adapting to a new way of doing things. If you're outside of Australia, it's probably been even longer. It's likely that you've learned a few new things about yourself and perhaps the future that you had been envisaging for yourself over the past few new moons is slowly shifting. Perhaps you've uncovered things about yourself that you simply didn't see before. Perhaps what seemed like high priority doesn't really feel as important. Ask yourself, where am I headed? What's shifted? What do I want my life to look like? Taurus is ruled by Venus, so under this new moon, find beauty in what you have and the potential of transformation that can take place from the seeds that you plant under this new moon. Perhaps this month you do your new moon ritual out in the garden and offer your intentions up to the fertile soil or the blooming bushes or the thriving succulents. Our energy and lunar energy knows no bounds. So don't allow your physical restrictions to infiltrate your energetic potential. I personally pulled off an outrageous manifestation last week while in self-isolation. Anything is possible. Don't let Taurus practicality pull you too far from the power that lies outside the tangible, but do allow it to ground you and calm you so that you can find the stability and security required to have faith in your intentions. If you're looking to up the ante on your New Year intentions this month, I'm holding a New Moon Yin and Intention Setting Circle on Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, exclusively for Lunar Lover members. To become a Lunar Lover member, you can just hit the link in the show notes or you can head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. It's $22 a month and you're free to cancel at any time. I wanted to combine these two practices this month because I truly believe that yin allows us to not only embody our intentions, but to really integrate them. This circle is going to be super powerful and I can't wait to share it with Lunar Lover members. Okay, let's have a look at some ways to work with this Taurus new moon. Firstly, become a Lunar Lover member so you can join me for the yin and new moon circle on Thursday evening. Or if you would like to be left to your own devices, indulge in the senses. I suggest getting creative in the kitchen, perhaps cooking up an Indian feast, smelling the waft of spices through the house, allowing your sight to be ignited by the different colors and textures, perhaps eating the traditional way with your hands and savoring the sensuous kick of flavors. If you do this, if you create an Indian feast, pretty please take a picture and share it with me on Instagram. I would love to see it. Yum! You might like to think about taking up a creative hobby. I mentioned this earlier, but knitting or crocheting or painting or sculpting, whatever excites you, are all really tangible things that you can do with your hands that are actually going to spark your creativity. I know some of the in-person craft events have moved online, and you can now learn from the comfort of your own home. They send out kits and you do it as a team just via Zoom. So that's something you might like to think about. The other thing is you might like to spend some time in nature. Thankfully, well, in Australia at least, we're still allowed to exercise outdoors. Make the most of this privilege by taking your daily walk into the bush or along the sand or down a track you haven't explored before. Savor the beauty in every tree, every blossoming flower, every bird that tweets, and every lizard that crosses your path. Or perhaps you'd like to get your hands dirty and do some gardening. I mean, I spoke metaphorically about planting seeds, but why don't you plant some actual seeds and watch them grow? What a beautiful representation of the potential of your new moon intentions. Lastly, Taurus rules the throat. So if you're into chanting, now is a wonderful time to practice some chanting at home and really feel the reverberation in your throat. If you're not into chanting, you could just sing at the top of your lungs to your favorite T-Swift song. That would absolutely work too. I know I've been doing that a lot in the evenings. I'll put on some music and I'll start cooking dinner and I'll just sing really, really loud. So I'm sorry to any of my neighbors that are listening and can hear me, but it's really helping, and you can actually feel the reverberations in your throat, and it can be really, really healing, especially during Taurus season. Now, you may have noticed that I've been putting up some extra episodes of Lunar Lover the podcast, some interviews. Those are to help you through this pandemic period. I'm trying to talk to people about things that I know will serve you at this time. So I hope you're enjoying those episodes. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would love for you to take a screenshot on your phone and share it on your Instagram stories. And you can tag me at Jordana Levine. Until next moon, or until next interview, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.